'Tis the season to seek out pleasure in every area in your life, from how you start your mornings to how you wind down at night, and everything in between. You deserve to enjoy it all. Dipsy Stories wants you to find joy and confidence in and out of the bedroom. Dipsy Stories is an app full of sexy audio stories. And now, they even have brand new written stories. No matter who you're into or what turns you on, Dipsy helps bring the stories to life. Anytime, anywhere. Close your eyes and let yourself get lost in a world where only good things happen, and pleasure is your only priority. Explore your fantasies in a safe, shame-free way. For listeners of the show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/erotic. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipsystories.com/erotic. I had wondered for years if I would ever have the courage to tell someone that I am a bisexual woman. "Hey, you," said a woman who tapped me on the shoulder at the fruit and vegetable section. When I turned around, my eyes almost popped out of my sockets. It was Sarah. We were besties at varsity, but we went separate ways when she went to England after graduating. We had kept in touch on Skype, but our schedules had always prevented us from seeing each other. I squeezed her and pressed my cheeks against hers. 7 years had passed since we saw each other. "When did you arrive?" I asked.
2 weeks ago."
I gaped.
2 weeks?
"Yeah, I wanted to surprise you, but I didn't know that you had moved. So it took me forever to track down your mom. Her and Dad had went away for their 40th anniversary. Why didn't you call me and ask where I was?" "I knew that would have gotten you suspicious and ruined the surprise. Besides, I needed time with my family."
"We've got so much to catch up on," I said. We had lunch at a cafe across the road and spoke for hours. I tried to avoid talking about my dating life, but it inevitably came up. "We broke up 3 days ago. He slept with some floozy when he flew up to Johannesburg for a business trip. After being with him for 5 years, some skank came into his life for one night and ruined everything." I didn't want to refer to Jonathan by name, since hearing it made me want to vomit.
"I'm so sorry, Anne. Men are such jerks. Glad I kept my distance from them and didn't get involved in a relationship. Disgusting pigs." I was glad that Sarah and I were on the same page. After breaking up with Jonathan, I wanted to seek solace in a woman's arms, because thinking about men had made me squeamish. I returned Sarah's smile. She had no idea that I wanted to kiss her several times when we lay in our dorm bed. Her room was across the hall, and she slept in my bed whenever one of us felt lonely.
"Look at her. She's so beautiful. Wonder what it would be like to press my lips against hers. She's got such soft skin. Ugh, how nice it would feel to have her touch me just for one night."
"Are you back for good?" I asked.
"No, just visiting. I've got another 2 weeks."
"Then we need to make the most of it." We spent every day with each other. Cape Town was wonderful in the summer. So we went shopping during the day and spent the night dining. When Sarah and I gazed into each other's eyes numerous times, I wonder if she ever thought about me in the way I did her. We held hands as we walked out of the restaurant to the car. She hugged me at my place and said,
"I love you."
"I love you too." Sarah flashed her eyebrows, seeing me look at her lips.
"Can't wait to see you tomorrow," she said.
My energy plummeted, and I felt like somebody had pulled the rug out from under my feet. I wanted Sarah to give me a sign that she wanted me to kiss her. Before going to bed, I googled,
bisexual woman, and hoped that useful information would help me to make a move. Most of the authors were men, so I didn't bother reading the articles. The closer Sarah's departure approached, the more frustrated I became. Maybe I should tell her. Who knows? She could have been waiting for me to make a move because she's shy. But if that's not the case, what if she freaks out and doesn't want to be my friend anymore? The night before her flight, Sarah took me out to dinner. It was wonderful, as always. But it got better when we saw that they were setting up a karaoke machine. The manager approached our table and asked, "How's the meal, ladies?" "Great," I said. "I see you set up a karaoke machine. You're welcome to give it a shot." "Should we?" Sarah asked me. Wednesday was karaoke night when we were at varsity. We hadn't missed a single night for the 4 years we spent on campus, and we got the nicknames Karaoke Queens. "Just like old times," I said. We were the first on stage, and sang Ordinary World by Duran Duran. Sarah and I had our arms around each other during the song, and we swayed. After the song, everyone at the restaurant applauded. We went to our booth and rubbed shoulders while gazing into each other's eyes. Sarah squeezed my hand. "Now's the perfect time." I leaned in. "Everything okay?" interrupted the waiter. "Yes, we're fine, thank you," I said. Sarah shifted slightly, making me believe that she became shy after the interruption. I knew that my chances with her would improve if we were alone. "Let's go check out photos at my place. There are some I haven't shown you." Our legs rubbed on the couch. I handed her a glass of wine and flipped the pages of an album that I had kept since our varsity days. She was amazed at how much time we had spent together and how close we had gotten. When Sarah's glass emptied, I refilled it. She laughed when she saw the picture of us at the pajama party. Sarah put her hand on my leg and leaned into me as she laughed. "It's now or never. She's going away tomorrow, and who knows when we're going to see each other again." "There's something I have to tell you," I said. "I've had several needs in my life that have been taken care of, but there's one that hasn't. It's something that I've kept hidden my entire life, even from you. I'm a woman who likes men, but I'm also into women." Sarah's eyes widened as she raised her eyebrows and compressed her lips. "And that's not all," I said. I lowered my gaze and took a deep breath. "I've had the hots for you since we were at varsity, and I always wondered what it would be like to kiss you," she gulped. "I'm just gonna go for it," I said, and kissed her. Sarah kept her lips compressed, but she relaxed after I kept my lips pressed against hers and rubbed her breast. Our tongues twirled in each other's mouths. I pressed her shoulder so she would recline on the sofa, and I hovered over her and unbuttoned her shirt before slipping off her bra and sucking her tits. Sarah raised her leg as I reached up her skirt. I pulled down her G-string and licked her pussy. I loved that she was wet. As I stuck my two fingers inside her, she moaned. While I licked her clitoris and fingered her, she clutched at fists of my hair and screamed. Being with her allowed me to express what I had suppressed for more than 15 years, making my shoulders relax and setting my mind free. It's like the shackles had come off, and I was free to roam. My left hand slid over her abdomen and squeezed her tit. Sarah grabbed my wrist and sucked my finger. She pushed me onto my back and pulled off my G-string before licking my pussy. I arched my back and closed my eyes before she gave me 3 orgasms. My legs were wide open as she tapped her fingers on my pussy. Her head rattled as she waggled her tongue around my pussy before sucking it. I sputtered moans when I reached another climax, then squirted. My legs shuddered while the liquid shot out of my pussy. Sarah smiled. She rested her head on my chest and I stroked her back and kissed her head. We cuddled in the morning before taking a shower. After Sarah got dressed, she pulled out a hair comb from her purse. I stood next to her and peeked inside. "I see you got condoms," I said. "Yeah, you never know when you might need them," I chuckled. "Good thing you won't use them since you're not having sex with men." Sarah looked down. "You're not sleeping with men, are you?" "A couple of times in the UK, and once when I got back." I gaped. "What about them being disgusting pigs? And you said that you never have gotten involved with them." "Not in a relationship, but every girl needs dick sometimes. Come on, Anne. Even you crave it once in a while." "So you've already been back for 2 weeks, and you already slept with some guy," I said. "He was a jerk, but unbelievable in bed. I mean, really good." She rolled her eyes. "Blew my mind. The only turnoff was him mentioning feeling regret before we did it because he had a girlfriend. He even said that we shouldn't do it, but I was in the mood for dick. Pity. Jonathan didn't feel regret before he cheated on me."
"Your ex's name was Jonathan?" asked Sarah.
"Yes.
This guy was also called Jonathan."
I recalculated the timeline of his cheating, and when Sarah had returned before showing her a picture of Jonathan.
"Oopsie," she said.
"You bitch,"